from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Clint's in the building. Tyler is out. I think he went and played golf and did a bunch of other.
I know his ass was up about 5 a.m. sending us text messages, yes. And it wasn't on the back end of his night. It was on the front end of his day. Yeah. He was already – I don't know that I really understood. Maybe it was on the back end of his night as well, no, Ron, because I don't think I really understood what the hell he was texting, to be honest with you, when I saw it.
I know he was – he said he had to get up early to get down.
5 o'clock,
to
man.
To get there to and get to his tee time.
I believe I'd have left last night. If I had an early tee time today in the Hill Country – easy little 3-hour drive. I believe I'd have gotten that pick, especially Tyler's hours. I'd have gotten
stayed
that.
Stayed on up.
Look here, I'd have gotten that in that pickup truck about 10 o'clock.
Maybe didn't want to get another, pay for a room another night.
Oh, with money bags?
You're right.
Come on, man. You kidding
you're
me?
You're right. Bags? Yeah. They had him another good hotel night last room? Night. He had him a good night last night.
Absolutely. Hey, you can't come on these airways and say what Tyler says and then go, yeah, I didn't want to spend that money on a hotel in the Hill Country. I mean, you can ease up there for 100, 100 and a half and get you a nice biscuit to lay in, man.
Wherever he's staying, just could have added another.
Well, line. No, I wouldn't advise that. I think he's got about 42 of his buddies from College Station. Oh, that's probably mind. A pretty big house. But you can damn sure he's up there. And I tell you what, $150 and I have to get up and drive at 5 a.m.? Yep, I'm in. Count me in. Yeah. And I ain't walking around like my pockets are dragging the grounds either.
Yeah, he's probably lit up right now, man.
He's been on a course for 3 hours.
Yeah, he's probably lit the hell up. Yeah, go ahead, man. Do your thing. Have a good time.
I think we'll probably get a video with some background music. Probably a video of his brother's golf swing, if I know Tyler. It won't be his. But then, yeah, then the camera will kick around to him, and he'll be talking about the drive.
You think he's had a good day? You think he'll be honest?
No. I feel getting up and driving at 5 a.m., 3 hours, and then teeing off immediately when you get there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with his meds and his bad knee? Yeah, I just got to believe that that's not a good recipe for a good solid day on the links.
But I don't know, maybe them whiskeys.
Yeah,
able to get it through.
Maybe he stopped. Maybe he stopped that last Bucky's and got him a little something.
I wonder what he drinks. I always wondered, what's he drink when he plays? Because Tyler's not a beer drinker.
Oh, he will drink beer.
I'm not saying
that little bitty when he drank at Twin Peaks.
Again, that's what I mean. Like, how many times have you seen Tyler drink beer? And when he does, he drinks a little bitty one.
He's got to drink beer on the course.
He will drink like a Dos Equis.
He's got to, man. Especially after giving up 5 a.m. and driving. I'm going to tell you, man, I mean, Bloody Marys in the morning, like if you're playing in a four-man scramble, or you're playing in like a best ball
that's
tournament.
That's one I think I got to give a try again.
Bloody Mary?
I just hate tomato juice. And I just.
Well, that's a tough one to get over.
I've hated coconut since probably 5.
And then come around?
Well, I went over to Davis Street. They had a coconut cake. And my man Ben, and he was our server, and it's funny because he looked just like Uncle Ben. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of him. He looks just like Uncle Ben.
Right.
But he said, I don't like coconut, but this coconut cake here is something else. So I tried it, and I'm like, damn, well, maybe I like coconut again.
There you go.
But man. I haven't had tomato juice in...
Hey,
when I was a kid.
When you turn 40, man, things start changing.
I think that is one I might need to try again.
I think you should because, one, you've aged, and you've aged well. You've aged well. But there's a big difference between tomato juice and I prefer that Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix. There's a big difference. Now, it's still obviously tomato-based, but there's a big difference. But Tyler, back to Tyler, he's probably hit a Bloody Mary, and then he's got to go to beer. What I do is you hit that Bloody Mary, right, and then that second Bloody, you hit that the second Bloody Mary, and you get that thing about halfway down. You get that Bloody Mary about halfway down, Ron, and then you make sure while this is going on, you make sure you got a six pack of them bullets, them Coors Lights in the back, and back little ice chest on a golf cart. You crack one of them bullets open, and you make you a you pour it in that Bloody Mary.
Really?
Bloody beer at that point in time. And then at some point.
I don't even think I've ever seen it.
And so then you just gradually go, oh, yeah, you can go in and order. Beer. You can order a Bloody Beer, and they'll know what you're talking about at a bar. But they, you know, then you do, that's your transition into cold beer, right? The only time I ever drank hard liquor, like hard liquor at a golf course consistently, this won't surprise you any, was with John Daly. We go down and do a John Daly. Right. We do a John Daly golf tournament, and it's me and some other Razorbacks. He's a huge Razorback fan. Well, he's got a guy on the loudest side-by-side you could ever imagine being on a golf course. And this guy is following us around, and he's got bottles of Crown Royal. We drank Crown Royal the entire time.
I feel like that's what Tyler
was. It was awful. I mean, I was cross-eyed by the time we got done. I damn near hit a hole-in-one.
Maybe you didn't get the crown again.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, Tyler does that, Ron. He don't have to.
I feel like Tyler is dreaming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Drinking whiskey cokes. That's what that's got to be
like a deep into the back nine.
But you know, he's
got to be like 16, 17, 18.
Challenge, man. You know, that early, he's wasted right now. He's got to be.
Golf in the hill country. He's playing Land of Park, by the way.
Is that
which is right next to Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels, right there in that same little area.
Played it, huh?
Way back in the day.
All right, I did want to go here because Dana Brown, the general manager, he was on MLB Network, and he gave a surprise, an update on Kyle Tucker, which is a surprise because Joe Espada said there's nothing to report. He's staying back in Houston, not making the trip to Baltimore. There is nothing to report on Kyle Tucker. Well, this is Dana Brown.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see Tuck back, sometime early September. He's starting to do more baseball activity on the field. He's actually taken BP and hit them in the upper deck. It's more the baseball moves with its lower half when he has to sprint or do anything at a quick pace. And so he still feels some soreness there, but ultimately he's making big strides. And, you know, it's been amazing that we played so well without him. But hopefully we'll get him back, you know, sometimes early September, hopefully the first week.
Early September, first week, I'll take it.
So we have
dates. I mean, hell, that's within 10 days. That's inside 10 days, boys. Verlander back 1 week. Then we got a little slow week with no Texans game, no nothing after this week. We got a little slow week this next week. And then, boom, we get Texans, we get Tucker back.
Why'd you do this, Dana? Why did you put a date on it? Why did he do this?
I mean, hitting bombs in the upper deck. So he didn't just do it. He teased you on his way to do it.
Then he slid under after that and said, still having trouble with the lower half when he has to run, when he has to sprint or decelerate.
Yeah. I mean, hell, Dana's giving us something to talk about. Man, I like it.
Oh, man.
I appreciate it, Dana.
Why you put a date on it, Dana? Just say, man, he's getting better. Don't time stamp it. The way that the Alex Bregman time stamped it last Friday.
Be good Monday.
Yes. Think about what happened with Alex. Alex went from Friday last week, feeling all right. Just need a couple. Just taking the weekend off. It'll be good Monday. He went from that to be good Monday to missing the first two games to playing DH to it being fluid to now taking balls at first base.
Don't forget the Gremlins.
And the Gremlins. Don't time snap it. Just say he's good. I'm to the point where surprise me. I just want Tyler to just randomly do that. Just throw the lineups in every and then holy hell. Batting fourth, Kyle Tucker.
Playing third.
Like, hey, man, yeah, he might play third now. So you don't have to move around. Just stop putting dates on that thing, man. Clint, more optimistic than anyone I know ever. Laughed my ass off.
Well, I just when we don't know, when it's literally a issue as it pertains to reporting these things, like I'm not gonna let myself get worked up. I'm gonna choose to expect the best outcome.
I'm telling you right now, Dana, I want everyone else, all the Astros fans, to do this. Don't hold him to that September. Don't do that. Don't get around.
Hell, you gonna do it? Let that first week of September come around, and we don't hear from Bregman. Tucker.
I'm gonna do it now. I'm doing it now. I'm not gonna hold him to that.
The first show.
He just got excited.
The first show after the first. I don't even know what the date is.
He said first week of September.
I'm telling you, after that whatever day starts the second week of September, whatever day that is,
I'm not gonna hold him to that. But what I will hold him to, if Kyle Tucker doesn't beat the Texans on the field, if Kyle Tucker doesn't beat the Houston Texans in their Week One game on the field, then I'm gonna lose my mind.
That's gonna be the
week after. He said the first week of September. The Texans are going to play like September.
They play tomorrow,
10th. September 7th. No, I'm talking about, yeah, the first game of the season. They play like September 10th or 11th or something. if he don't beat them to the field, I'm going to have a problem. That was our baseball talk, by the way, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, tomorrow really shouldn't be a big game. I think we know a lot about the frontline guys and a lot about this team and getting ready for the Colts. But I know the starters may not play. I think there are some starters that actually probably should play, but I'm sure won't. We'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.